day failure, but what was supposed to have been a national, I guess, FEMA Homeland Security alert system that failed. And so listeners write me, and I kind of am of this mindset, that they are really preparing for something much bigger, that this is just a test to see that when the bullet comes, whether it's solar flares or whether it happens to be Planet X or whether it's military, martial law, I don't know.
Well, all the natural disasters are going to be related, caused by the inbound brown dwarf star that has been named for over a century and has been known to exist for over 200 years by the astronomers of the world. All of these natural disasters that we're talking about, solar flares that would knock out the power grid very soon, tsunamis that would hit the East Coast and the West Coast caused by excitations under the Earth, beneath the mantle, causing disruptions and landslide-driven tsunamis, earthquakes in Oklahoma, earthquakes in the New Madrid Fault Zone area, earthquakes in California, the eruption of supervolcano Yellowstone in Wyoming. All of these natural disasters will be caused by this incoming brown dwarf star known as Planet X by the astronomical community and astrophysical community for 200 years.
So you think that this thing that was supposed to happen today, you're thinking like I'm thinking, right, John, that it's for a reason.
Yeah, in fact, they're telling us. You know, I have to give the government a little bit of credit for not being as evil as they have traditionally been. Because what they're doing is not telling us the horrible truth that would cause the public to panic. They're not saying, look, there's a brown dwarf star that's coming in, is going to fly over planet Earth, and its gravitational and electromagnetic excitations of Earth will devastate the planet and kill virtually all of humankind. They're not saying that because it would cause absolute panic. But what they're saying is, you know, looks like we're maybe getting earthquakes in the New Madrid Fault Zone area. That's what Craig Fugate, the director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, stated this morning while I was watching him on the Weather Channel. And he said we may be getting earthquakes in the San Andreas Fault area of California. We may be getting solar flares that could be devastating. And as a result, we're testing out this emergency alert system for the first time. So that puts people on alert that something could happen. And now all the cynics, like the people that we typically talk to, the people who are fed the mainstream propaganda from television, now they're becoming alerted to the danger and they're being taught to prepare for it, which is a good thing.
They're not told what to prepare for. I don't think most people are even aware that this is a test to determine whether or not they can reach us when the end comes. I don't even think most people are aware of that. Most people think, well, it's about time they did something like that in case we ever need it. But
right. Even my wife who is telling me that, well, you know, they're warning us that there may be an East Coast tsunami, so we should have a bug-out bag. You know, a pack of emergency bag and how to seal up all our documents and get some water stored and some food stored and medical supplies. So this is really good that they're teaching people the basics of preparation without panicking the public about what we know to be the real horrible disaster that's coming.
Well, wait, did I miss something here, John? I never heard them talk about a bug-out bag. I only know about it from my own research and many of my guests, but I have never heard the government say, hey, listen, guys, you need to prepare here and put bags together and, you know, baggage together so you can leave quickly.
Well, she told me she heard it on the radio on one of the New York stations. So maybe some people are talking about it, and I think it's going to become more popular subject very soon with all these disasters occurring. You know, they realize how long can you cover up something when you have major earthquakes in Oklahoma right now, and you have what could be a horrendous earthquake, series of earthquakes along the south, the lower Midwestern portion of the United States, which would basically disabled the entire country economically. You know, how long could you cover this up? You have to at least alert them when it becomes quite imminent and evident. And that's
okay.
What's happening now, because the dwarf star is getting closer and closer. And you see, at this point, they're starting to ramp up the disinformation because they know it's there and they don't want to panic the people.